York Stock Exchange is today. Why? Because there were computer problems earlier today. Dow down 212 at last check. A California federal judge has thrown out the conviction of a Missouri woman for her role in setting up a fake MySpace page that ended with the suicide of a 13-year-old girl. With more on the details of the story, we're live in Los Angeles where the trial was held. ABC's Dave Elbert.
Lori Drew was convicted in a trial last November, but the judge has just decided to reverse the jury's verdicts. The judge says if Drew were to be found guilty of illegally accessing computers, anyone who's ever violated the terms of service agreement on MySpace would also be guilty. Sherry?
ABC's Dave Alpert, live from Los Angeles, also from L.A. The owners of the Staples Center have released video of Michael Jackson's final rehearsal before his death a week ago. Shows Jackson on stage with several male dancers and a guitar player. Vice President Joe Biden is now in Iraq visiting with troops over the 4th of July holiday and talking with Iraqi political leaders about the U.S. troop pullout. ABC's George Stephanopoulos is also there.
The big challenge is, can the Iraqis solve the political tension between Baghdad and the Kurds in the north? Can they come up with an oil bill that will make sure that all Iraqis share in the wealth of this country? Can they find a way to lessen the ethnic and sectarian tension?
ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Convicted scam artist Bernie Madoff's wife was forced out of their $7 million New York penthouse earlier today. She had said that she was forced out earlier.
The U.S. Marshals Service showed up at the Madoff apartment on the Upper East Side here in Manhattan to serve Ruth Madoff with an eviction notice. The apartment is being sold. So are Madoff homes on Long Island and in Palm Beach.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. You're listening to ABC News.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing, keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Live Aid, one of the biggest music events in history, took place 24 years ago this month. The multi-venue concert featured big acts, including Elton John, U2, and Madonna. Live Aid was organized to help raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia.
The great American holiday is coming, and it's time to celebrate with the GMC 72-hour sale. Get 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierra 1500s. Take delivery by July 6th. Length of contract limited, not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 7609. See dealer for details.
The top cop in South Carolina says Governor Mark Sanford did not use taxpayer dollars when he took trips to visit his mistress.
The trip was legitimate. He conducted business on behalf of the state during that trip.
South Carolina First Lady Jenny Sanford says her husband's actions are inexcusable, but she says she's willing to forgive him. U.S. Marines have been exchanging fire with Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan. Reporter Mike Betcher is with Marines from Camp Lejeune.
The Taliban do not want to give this area up easily. It is key to them, key for their resupply, key for their funding because of the poppy that's grown here. And they are fighting back.
Marines are also looking for a soldier who was apparently captured by Taliban forces in the eastern part of the country. Fewer Americans will take a drive this 4th of July holiday because fewer Americans are driving in general.
The 4% drop in driving is said to be the longest and steepest decline since the automobile was invented. Effectively, somewhere between 8 and 10 million fewer cars are on the roads these days. This holiday weekend, AAA expects a nearly 2% drop in drivers traveling to remote destinations for the 4th of July.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The cast and crew of the Broadway musical Rock of Ages and several hundred of their closest friends have set a new world record for the largest air guitar ensemble. 810 air guitarists jammed after yesterday's matinee performance in New York. That beats the previous air guitar record of 440 people. This is ABC News.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. State leaders are debating the interest rates on IOUs that will be sent out this afternoon. State Treasurer Bill Lockyer tells KGO's Ron Owens they are also debating when the state will pay the IOUs.
There are some that believe we ought to not pay them off for a year. Others, like me, say, you know, pay them as soon as you have some money.
The maximum interest rate legally allowed is 5%, and Lockyer believes they'll decide on a rate lower than that. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is at the Port of Oakland today calling for the creation of a ports czar as a way for all of them to work together. He's also addressing environmental concerns, saying that more goods should be transported by ships rather than trucks. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Fremont, northbound 880 before Mission Boulevard, four cars, two right lanes, heavily backed up there. Rack up double miles on Horizon Air flights to Portland when you travel by July 31st, 2009. Registration required. Check out the details at alaskaair.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
We have some fog hugging the coast, sunshine inland with highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s by the bay. The warm spots will be in the mid-80s, and same weather for tomorrow. It's 67 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Nina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. All right, two patients limp into two different medical clinics with the same complaint. They both have trouble walking and appear to require hip replacement. First patient is examined within an hour, x-rayed the same day, and has a time booked for surgery the following week. The second patient sees his family doctor after waiting 3 weeks for an appointment, then waits 8 weeks to see a specialist, then gets an x-ray, which isn't reviewed for another week, and finally has his surgery scheduled for a month from them. Why the different treatment of the two patients? You know the answer? First one's a golden retriever, the second one's an American. Perfect. I've seen that, you know. I've seen that at least over the last 5 years, but you know how things recycle, and I say, well, you know, that might be apropos at this particular point in time. All right, we have the autopsy report, David Carradine. It is, it's coy, doesn't really directly answer the question and the suspicions. Basically, he didn't die of natural causes, and he didn't die of a suicide from the nature of the ligatures around the body. So that leaves some kind of an accidental death. He died of asphyxiation as a cause of death, and this issue of autoerotic asphyxiation does... The pathologist didn't rule out the possibility, but he didn't say autoerotic asphyxiation was the cause. All right, enough's enough. This is, you know this instinctively, but if you were to bring it up at the wrong cocktail party, you're in trouble. People who are less confident in their beliefs are more reluctant than others to seek out opposing perspectives. This is based on a review of 90 studies, sheds light on the debate over whether people intentionally steer clear of views that conflict with their own, or whether they're just exposed more often to ideas that conform to their own. For instance, one study here found college students gravitate towards news that fits their views. While it's not news that like-minded people often flock together, the new review suggests we actively keep our blinders on when opposing views are nearby. This is in a journal, Psychological Bulletin. Studies suggest that people are twice as likely to cherry-pick information that supports their own viewpoint than to consider an opposing idea. 70% cherry-pick compared to 30% who ponder the other side. Closed-minded individuals opted for information that went along with their views 75% of the time. Closed-minded people are very certain and dogmatic in their views and generally believe that there is a single correct point of view. Now there, without getting political, I can jump in. One of the wisest things I learned once from a psychiatrist was that we have mixed feelings about everything if we're honest with ourselves. Can you name something you don't have some mixed feelings about? You love your parents, there's a party and it doesn't. It just comes with the territory, and our brain is very good at that. That may have nothing to do with the decisions we make about these things, But think about anything. I defy you to come up with anything with which you think you have 100.0% black or white feelings. You may think you do. Politics, of course, they found, prompts the blinders. People are way more reluctant to look at different viewpoints regarding political, religious, or ethical values. And by the way, the very things that are among the most flexible. In other words, I have 100%, pretty much 100% sure feeling, view, idea, thought that the earth goes around the sun. All right? But after that, you know, you get into religion, politics, and ethics, there's all kinds, a whole range of gray areas. All right? Okay, this leads us to this, which in some circumstances, especially when immigrants act in ways that seem ordinary in their homeland but are illegal here, defense attorneys and judges are beginning to cut a little slack. And is that an excuse? Culturally sensitive cases continue to arise in courtrooms across the country. Here's a case. Prosecutors allege this woman is a Haitian immigrant, severely burned her 6-year-old daughter while performing a voodoo fire ritual. The lawyer's not sure how he's going to argue her defense, but she didn't intend to hurt her daughter. She originally was charged with a felony. It goes on. Culture-based legal defenses aren't new. It's a country founded by immigrants. Of course, the United States has long wrestled with issues of law versus custom. We've modified some of our drug laws, for instance, allowing Native Americans access to certain psychedelic drugs, et cetera, et cetera. But such defenses began attracting interest amid the influx of non-European immigrants in recent decades, particularly with a few high-profile cases in the 80s. State and federal appellate courses have provided little guidance on how a lower court should treat such defenses, and many trial judges continue to be skeptical. Nevertheless, it's tricky. Here's a 2004 case. A Hmong ethnic person who emigrated to the United States from Laos charged with opium trafficking. They found 300 grams in a South Carolina home. His lawyer presented evidence that the amount of opium was less than the average Hmong tribesman from his country smokes in a year. It's their version of Advil. They've been using it for 1,000 years. So, what do you do? Want to talk about sexist jokes? I'm not going to tell you any. I think you know this, but it's fascinating. Sexist jokes favor the mental mechanisms which urge to violence and battering against women and individuals with macho attitudes. You have to listen to that sentence carefully. This is a study at University of Granada. It'll be released tomorrow. They applied several questionnaires to university male students. They showed them two series of jokes, one sexist, where women were denigrated, another common joke without any sexist content. Next, they proposed them several scenes with different cases of battering against women, from minor to serious, and asked them how they'd react. They proved that those who had listened to sexist jokes were more tolerant with male battering, those who were not. This kind of humor favors the mental mechanisms that are tolerant with violent behavior towards women. Researchers warn these individuals affected by this showed a previous tendency to tolerate violence against women. Some of the items from the scale used by the scientists to measure sexist attitudes were, think to yourself, how do you feel about this? Deep down, feminist women intend women to be more powerful than men. I hear that from some talk show hosts. Most of the women do not fully appreciate what men do for them. There are many women who make sexual insinuations to men, and later they reject their advances just to make fun of them. All right? So how you answer those questions has to do with attitude, and sexist jokes seem to bring the best out of you. Phase 3 clinical testing of an experimental drug against something called onchocerciasis set to begin in 3 African countries. This is significant for a lot of reasons. The disease is known as river blindness. And in a world where everybody knows about malaria and AIDS, these are diseases that might not kill you, but make you want to die. Like one form of this disease will allow a worm can crawl through your eye. You can actually, ophthalmologists have seen this. The worm crawling through your eye causes river blindness, but there's a phase of it that causes among the most intense itching we know in medicine. These people literally want to die. They are scratching and itching so much. These worms live for up to 15 years under the skin, and the muscles produce millions of worms. The current treatment is a drug that's available for free. And one of the reasons I'm spending a little extra time on this, there are 37 million people heavily infected with this. And it doesn't get the attention. It doesn't get the money. And trust me, it's a horrible disease. Now, you may remember, those of you who are sharp, about a year ago, I told you about a documentary on this that my my son and fiance, she's in her fourth year of medical school, did in Africa on this. I said, you want to do a documentary on this, Aaron? I said, you know, what are you going to do for visuals? It's television. Hello, it's a little teeny worm, and the worm is not going to sit up and smile for your television cameras. Nevertheless, he did it and came up with a fantastic documentary. He's gotten a couple of film festivals and awards, and so I will, if you want to learn more about it, I'll plug his website. It's 37 million and counting. It's funny, in this article, they used exactly the same number, 37 million, that he used, and he ferreted this out on their own. So 37, it's the number 37, 37 million and counting, .com. And I think he's got a little preview of the piece. And he did a heck of a job. I mean, I've been in television for 30 years, and you got to have pictures to keep people's interest. And with not a lot of pictures, they made this graphically really interesting. All right, let's talk about coffee. Now, if I asked you, does coffee cause bad breath or not, what would you say? Yeah, it's called coffee breath. You smell it on your coworkers in the morning. So Israeli researchers here, particularly an expert on halitosis, this is life's work. You know, my son, the Dr. Hoybert, he wants to study halitosis, but that's what he's doing. He found that coffee kills the malodorous bacteria and maybe replaces the smell with coffee. I guess I'd rather smell coffee on someone's breath than the odor that bacteria in the mouth can cause. They did say, so this was done in the lab. They did saliva samples mixed with three different brands of coffee. Now, this is where they need some help in Israel. Israel's elite brand of coffee, Landwehr Turkish coffee. If you've never had Turkish coffee, you can stand a spoon up in it. And America's Taster's Choice were tested. Then they monitored bacterial odor production in the coffee in saliva, etc. This I had no idea. Here's something totally took me by surprise. Growing your own tobacco, that is. You know that since tobacco taxes on roll-your-own tobacco has gone up 2,153%. Here's their profiling of fellas, they often do in standard magazine writing these days, newspaper writing. Growing his own. You can do it. There are limits, but you can do it. He's gotten 40 types of seeds, and his life as a tobacco farmer was planted. The numbers, I think, will surprise you. Now, under the new tobacco law, you're allowed to grow your own for your own use. But listen to the numbers. It reminds me of the craziness in the growing your own marijuana deal for your own use. You don't need 100 pounds a year. 3/4 of an acre of tobacco can yield 2,000 pounds of tobacco. I'll repeat that. 3/4 of an acre of tobacco can yield 2,000 pounds. There's money in tobacco. In Ohio, the Ohio Department of Agriculture says that in 2006, there were 3,500 acres of tobacco grown in the state. 7 million pounds produced. He's a smoker. He goes for a pack a day. A smoker who smokes a pack a day needs 17 pounds of tobacco a year. So if I get 1,000 pounds, he says, it'll be good for 50 years. I don't know how long tobacco lasts. Well, you read through this article. It's really kind of funny. You just substitute the word marijuana in there, and all of a sudden it starts to make sense. This is sad. You've seen this. I just haven't had a chance to get it to you. One half of Russian men and women in their most productive years, between 15 and 54, one half of deaths. What do you think causes one half of all deaths in people 15 to 54 in Russia? Alcohol. They have an issue. Trust me. They have an issue. They love vodka. You go into a Russian grocery store, and I've done this, you will see as much shelf space. Let me think of something comparable. Well, you go into a California grocery store, especially Northern California, you will see aisles, truly, a couple of long aisles for wine. This is worse than that. Major, major aisle after aisle after aisle of vodka, from a buck or two a bottle to expensive stuff. They love it. And it's sad. And now the Russian government is taking notice and saying, we got to do something about this. Speaking of doing something about it, I laughed when it happened. I said it on the air, and I got the laugh last. This is when the United States, after 9/11, we go into Afghanistan, And we're going to wipe out poppy growing, because it's opium that's fueling and supplying with a lot of money the Taliban, right? I said, you can't do this. This is so ingrained in their culture. Don't give me any mission accomplished stuff, because you'd be lying, because it's impossible. Washington is now dramatically going to overhaul their Afghan anti-drug strategy, phasing out opium poppy eradication. Do you hear me? They will phase out opium poppy eradication. The U.S. envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan told allies on Saturday, quote, the Western policies against opium, the poppy crop, has been a failure. They did not result in any damage to the Taliban. They put farmers out of work. And it's just, we're going to try intercepting the chemicals used to make them. Afghanistan supplies 90% of the world's heroin. And since we started our war on opiates in Afghanistan, opiate output has risen 40-fold. It is a sad joke, as is the rest of our drug war. All right, ladies, he may be hot now, but why you don't want to let him move in with you? And gentlemen, I could probably say the converse of that. Why you don't want him or her to move in with you, even though they're pretty hot right at this moment? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great-tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right, you can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
Cellar Number 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar Number 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar Number 8 tonight. Visit Cellar Number 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lawrence. How are you doing, Lawrence?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. Well, now, I do have, if you have time, one other question. That's, I think, well, it is related, but anyway. What I told Heather was, if you think that most people can change how they act subconsciously, if they, first of all, they have to be aware, obviously, and then start thinking differently. And if you do that long enough, then they can start acting subconsciously. And then this is, and this, of course, relates to all types of things. But in my opinion, it has results in some types of tyrannical and hypocritical laws and edicts we have in the country today still. Some of them pertain to money. Some of the tyrannical and hypocritical tax laws and edicts, I think some of them are due to the result of many people, foreign class warfare, tactics. Another thing, regarding same-sex marriage, let's see, another, maybe not prostitution. If most people in this country are not for banning that, then, but if they are, I do think it's simply the way most parts of the country continue to deal with that. And one more thing, that's it, regarding the human body. And it's now, when it comes to that, it seems there are hardly ever any, if at all, any people that call you whenever you mention some news about whether it be a woman going topless, whether it be another country or this country, or a man with big man boobs and being cited for that. And sure. I understand that some parts of this country, women are allowed to go topless in public. And I'm not sure if New York State allows that throughout the state. No,
they don't. They don't. You've rattled off a bunch of absolutely fascinating issues that reveal exactly what you started with, the hypocritical attitude of many people, and can people's minds change? Can they perceive things differently? And there have been times in my life when I just think it's hopeless. You know, it's just hopeless. People just stay the same. And then there are times I change my opinion, and it really kind of depends. And here's the issue. A lot of our personality is genetic. It is inherited. But what we can deal with and what we can change is how we react to things, the decisions we make about different things and attitudes. And it depends on exposure, because in spite of what I just said, we find, for instance, if you do not have any, let's say, homosexual friends, have never been around gay people, your attitude is fairly closed. The same could have been said for people of color. For Semitic peoples, and studies have found that as you expose yourself to different things, your attitude does change. So it offers me hope. There is security in black and white thinking. The human brain wants to do it. We want to. We innately want to be clear. We don't like mixed emotions, and yet, as I said at the beginning of the program, we have mixed emotions about just about everything. And in terms of what you can do about it, it's so funny. I just picked up and just got a copy of Jhumpa Lahiri's new book, and I'm a great fan of hers. And I just opened up to the preface here, and there's a quote from Nathaniel Hawthorne. And in terms of what you can do for your kids, I think this is beautiful. He says, human nature will not flourish any more than a potato if it be planted and replanted for too long a series of generations in the same worn-out soil. My children have had other birthplaces, and so far as their fortunes may be within my control, shall strike their roots into unaccustomed Earth. It's from Nathaniel Hawthorne's A Custom House, which means, you know, get your kids out of town. You know, they know that way of thinking, that way of being, even though it may be a wonderful lifestyle you've created for them. So I really think it's, you know, it's important to address these issues, because if we can't address each other and hope for change in each other and our attitudes, it ain't going to happen. That's the beauty of science, by the way. It's why I really love science, because you can change your mind based upon new evidence. All right. Some people don't want to. All right. We're going to talk about you may think he or she is hot right now, but why, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want them to move in with you, living together. There is a negative here that's got nothing to do with divorce or the emotional ramifications. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dale. The phone number, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The convictions of a Missouri mother who created a MySpace hoax, which allegedly caused the suicide of a 13-year-old girl, have been thrown out by a Los Angeles federal judge. So-called safe and sane fireworks will only be allowed in a dozen Bay Area cities over the 4th of July weekend. They include Gilroy, Pacifica, San Bruno, and Dublin. Sacramento Municipal Utility District is pulling out of a plan to build 600 miles of high-voltage power lines from Lassen County to Sacramento into the Bay Area. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 216 at 8287. The NASDAQ was down 49 and the S&P 500 down 26. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasts sunny this afternoon with all areas highs in the 50s at the ocean, mid-60s to mid-80s in the warmest locations. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
Cellar number 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar number 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar number 8 tonight. Visit Cellar number 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly. 6th.
Or even get married. It has to do with obesity. And we knew about the obesity thing. People get married, they gain weight, right? But suppose you're just dating. Well, first of all, there have been studies to know that if you have friends who are overweight, you are more likely to become overweight. Close relationships with an obese person, whether a friend or a spouse, makes you more likely to become overweight. So here was a study, 7,000 individuals, as I told you, married people more likely to become obese than those who are just dating. But young people who move in with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they start packing on the pounds too. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is why? What is this about? You just kind of let yourself go like, hey, I snagged one. Now I don't have to care. I don't know if people think that carefully. I mean, men, I don't think, care so much about their weight, right? Compared to women, certainly. Well, maybe mealtime becomes more important than it was when you're living alone. Living alone, you got to figure, well, where am I going to eat tonight? Who am I going to eat with? Gym memberships may not get the same workouts they did before nuptials. Well, I go to the gym to try to meet and greet, right? Or I got something to do tonight. You know, a lot of people are lonely. They go to the gyms. And maybe after months of prepping to squeeze into crinoline and cummerbunded finery, couples just kind of let themselves go. They don't really know that, but nevertheless, so be careful. Careful of moving in. Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hi, Dr. Dell. I'm in my late 40s and always been in pretty good shape, but a few years ago I had a physical after feeling kind of sluggish for a while and found my liver enzymes were through the roof. So that was later to be determined to be an autoimmune response with my immune system attacking my liver. So for the past 3 years I've been on a regimen of taking suppression medication, which started out with a pretty heavy dose, and I tapered down almost to the point of being over with it, but then the whole thing flared up again, so I'm back to square one. So I was just wondering if there's any other credible approaches or strategies I might also explore that might be something as an alternative to a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, you've got an unusual, illness. Most autoimmune diseases affect other organs, can affect almost any organ, can affect certainly the liver. And when the immune system, this is why I'm always telling people, if people say, why don't I need to turn my immune system on stronger? Well, this is what happens. You turn your immune system on too strong and it starts attacking you, you know, and attacking your organs. There was a piece in the medical literature this week I didn't do on the air. That was interesting. Finding, can you suppress someone's immune system who has autoimmune disease? It happened to be a study in kidney transplant patients and give them a flu shot. Will they develop antibodies? And it turns out they do. Sometimes it's not very robust, but it's definitely worth doing. So the question is, what people really want is turning on their immune system against bugs and not turning it on against their own organs, which is pretty tricky. You know, the answer to the question, Bob, depending upon the disease, there are some autoimmune diseases we add other kinds of treatment to decrease the effects of the autoimmune response. But to my knowledge, you got to be able to turn off the immune system. And there's many ways of doing that. There are direct medications that directly turn it off. There are some that kind of quiet all inflammatory and immune reactions like steroids. And so without really digging into this in a particular disease, et cetera, I'm not sure I'm be able to help you. So, but keep at it, because it's funny how sometimes you taper off the medications and you settle down. We've seen people with heart transplants and kidney transplants. After a while, the body accepts as, you know, even with a transplant can accept it as your own, and you can lower the dosages. All right. Let's talk to Dave in Indianola, Iowa. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good, Dr. Adele. I'm glad you took my call.
All right. You're going to be looking for Heather biking through your town there coming up?
She was saying, actually, she's going to be coming about, I think, about a block away from my house. So that's kind
of... You get a... She'll be wearing a red carnation.
No helmet, because I think I heard that episode where she doesn't wear a helmet.
That's right. You see a... You see a hot babe without a helmet. Oh, she's going to wear one. She promises she's wearing a helmet. So you look out for her.
I will. First off, I'd like to give you kudos. I really enjoyed your interview on my second favorite podcast, the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
It's kind of like a blending of my two favorite podcasts there, and that was great. So
right. Good.
Appreciate that. My question that I have today, I'm 42 years old, and last year I had a heart attack, and survived it, obviously, which I'm thankful for, and I'm on the typical regimen of Plavix. I had a stent put in and all that stuff, and then my doctor also added simvastatin to my my medicines that I take every day. That kind of tends to bring a lot of friends and people out of the woodwork as far as giving advice. With those statin drugs, and some of them have suggested, some of my friends have suggested that I take CoQ10 since I'm on that simvastatin. I wonder what you thought of that. In addition to, I also kind of put myself on a regimen of flaxseed oil because I heard that was beneficial, but I'm a fan of science-based medicine, and I want to make sure that I'm not doing something that's really either going to do me no good or maybe even cause me harm.
Yes, oh boy, I love your attitude, Dave. You know, CoQ10 is an interesting substance. There have been a bunch of studies with it that come up with some positive stuff, except that often in the studies it's injected, it is utilized in ways that are different than going to the health food store and taking it. I don't know of any harm. It is one of those substances that is of interest. I can't just throw it out in the trash like I can, unfortunately, so many supplements out there. One reason is that CoQ10 hasn't gotten, you know, it doesn't have a good name, you know, it needs a better name. Coenzyme Q10, you know, people gotta put a whole bunch of words together to come up with that as opposed to some of the other stuff out there. And and the other stuff, like the big time stuff, has been tested, subjected to good studies and folks like you. And the trials with coenzyme Q10 have been small. As I say, some of them have been positive. And I guess what I would first warn you against, Dave, and you don't need me to tell you this, is, you know, looking for that one silver bullet. I can tell what you're thinking, and which is good thinking. If you take something that might lower your risk 5 or 10%, and you take another thing that might lower it 5%, another thing that lowers it 4%, you add them all up together, it might be rational, even though we don't know what the combination of all of those things together. Certainly, you got to take care of yourself and, you know, modify your diet some and look at the factors that might have led you towards having a heart attack as a young guy, from genetic to other kinds of habits. So I tell you something. I know some MDs and cardiologists that are very interested in this and have their patients take it. I wouldn't object, but I cannot pin down for you. You know, I'm asking myself, what would I do in your shoes, I guess, you know, and I can't pin down for you really any good hard evidence from a decent sized study showing that it would help. The substance itself, as I said, you have to be careful when you read the literature on it, because a lot of it, you know, is in animals and where they inject it. And there's a lot of things you can inject that will save your life, but no good early. I mean, insulin. Right, you inject insulin, you swallow insulin, it's not going to help you because your stomach destroys it. And I would suspect that your stomach would destroy CoQ10 when you take it as a pill in the health food store. So what can I say? And Heather wants to know if you got an extra bedroom there. That's about where she's going to be stopping for the night. So, Dave, take care of yourself, would you? We got to keep as many objective thinkers alive in this country, you know, because it's a wild and woolly west out there. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Duff.
Over the last year, you've probably heard commercials and read newspaper articles about nomoresnoring.com. But it's what other people say about you that really counts. Let's hear what Eric of Sacramento County has to say. Eric, you had a major snoring problem.
Well, basically, I had loud snoring 15, 20 years. I've been married for about 8 years or so. My wife, she would wake up, of course, with the loud snoring. I always felt like I was tired. I saw doctors. They did do a surgery on me where they removed a portion of my soft palate in the back of my throat. That didn't work. I heard about no more snoring.
And
How about your wife?
She loves it, and she's 100% confident this is a solution for other people to have this issue.
NoMoreSnoring.com uses an FDA-approved oral appliance that is covered by most insurance. Recommended by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. They have offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sacramento. Call today for a complimentary consultation at 415-658-6028. That's 415-658-6028. Or visit them on the web at NoMoreSnoring.com.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334. Live outdoors.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Art. How you doing, Art?
Hi, Dr. Dina. I'm good. I actually have a two-part question. Number one is I'm going under my first surgery the week after next, and I'm having almost a phobic reaction to the notion of going under general anesthesia. And I've heard from a couple different people that some anesthesiologists will let you take an Ativan or equivalent of some sort of Valium to relax you on your way to the hospital. They do not take anything, and they administer something before they sort of wheel you into the room. I'm actually going in for a radical prostatectomy. I'm 48 years old.
Well, listen, Art, I wouldn't. It's not the kind of thing you can sell tickets for. I would say, listen, it is. It's reasonable to have a fear, even a phobia about it. It's a heavy, heavy deal. Talk to the anesthesiologist. They come in, you know, very often. Anesthesiologists will come in the night before, usually admitted the day before. They come in the night before, introduce themselves, and ask if they have any questions, and this is something to raise. And yes, they will sedate you and routinely can ahead of time. And the routine is the following. You'll have an IV put in your arm way before they wheel you down the corridor. That IV will be used to give you a drug that will knock you out and will do it quickly. And the anesthesia part, technically, you know, where the gas comes and the tube and all that kind of stuff will happen while you're unconscious. And very often, yes, we do a medication ahead of time just to keep your anxiety levels down. But you got to speak up. You know, very often doctors are used to our anxieties and they think it's routine and might not think about it. So you got to say this or talk to the surgeon and say, is there a way you can talk to the anesthesiologist even sooner than before that? Because, listen, your attitude about it, your fears, it's all part of good medical care. It's reasonable to have them. I think you'll you'll feel a little better when things get when you get in the hospital. So much is going to be going on. As I said, that IV is in your vein already, and the nurse will come in, or the doctor or somebody will slip it in there and ask you to count to 10. The last thing you'll remember is probably 2 or 3. So, and yes, they can give you a sedative even beforehand. All right, let's talk to John, Dr. Riddell here. Welcome to the program.
Hey, hello, doctor. Yes, sir. In April, I had a urinary tract infection. I'm 62 years old, and I took the antibiotics. And when I urinate now, I have dark stuff that comes out.
What's the color? What's the color of the urine itself?
It's cloudy. It's yellow. Cloudy. Strong smell.
But dark stuff along with it.
That's right. Dark stuff comes. Yeah. I really noticed.
Well, I don't like that. You shouldn't have dark stuff. If the urine itself is dark, that often can imply liver disease. But more often when that happens, people are developing jaundice. I am most concerned about blood. Blood looks like that. It can cause little streaks, little teeny blood clots. I think it's an important symptom, John. And it could be due to urinary tract infections. They can cause little bleeding. And I want you to talk to your doctor and have a urinalysis. They'll know immediately if you have any blood in your urine. I'm trying to think. There are crystals. You know, cloudy urine often doesn't mean as much as it used to. You used to think cloudy urine, bacterial infection from all the white cells makes it cloudy. No, you can actually, there are crystals that can form, microcrystals in your urine that give it a cloudy appearance. Sometimes, depending upon even what you eat, can cause darker crystals to form. But in general, if it's dark stuff floating in the urine, then you need to get that checked. All right? Let's talk to Elizabeth. How you doing, Elizabeth?
My call.
Yes.
So I get frequent, virtually daily migraines, and I've been on pretty much every kind of preventative medication. My single biggest trigger is fragrances, perfumes and colognes, aftershaves, that kind of thing. Is there anything I can do to kind of mitigate my
That's interesting. I wonder, I've heard this before, and we're not exactly sure what goes on in these situations. Some people with asthma will have the same reaction. Whether it's what we call a noxious stimulus causing the migraine, in that I'm assuming you don't like those fragrances and the smells. And I don't blame you. Some of the stuff people wear is, and they think it smells good. Boy, I have no idea what they're thinking. And or whether there's a specific trigger. I think it's more the noxious stimuli theory. I like it better because the idea that the fragrance will penetrate your nasal membranes and go through the membranes and into your bloodstream hole, it doesn't hold up physiologically. In other words, you can breathe in all the stuff you want. I'm measuring your blood. It doesn't get into your blood. Your nose can smell it, but that can trigger in some people. Some people's smell of onions will trigger an asthma attack. And onions are not, a lot of onions can be irritating to the mucous membrane. So they make you cry. So I picked a bad example. So, I'd love to get to the bottom of this. It'd be quite interesting to see what happened if you walked around with a clothespin, because it's very, you don't smell much through your mouth. And I would like to expose you to some of these substances while you hold your nose and don't hold your nose to see indeed what the exact trigger is. And migraines, tell you something, they can be triggered by almost anything. It's an amazing, amazing disease like that. All right? I got to run 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
Dr. Dindell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Mikey. How can I help you, Mikey?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Big fan. I loved you from the womb almost.
Okay.
My parents listened when I was in the womb, and I've been listening ever since. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
I have a question. After I ejaculate, it seems for almost maybe an hour or so, I seem to have almost like a pre-ejaculate, but a post-ejaculate. It's more clear, viscous fluid that seems to slowly leak out, kind of drip out slowly. I'm curious if that's normal and what that could mean at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at all. Doesn't mean much. These glands are all full, they're all relaxed, and a lot of men will report that. And, you know, whether it's coming from seminal vesicles or prostate, I think at this point clinically is really not relevant. So I wouldn't sweat it at all. So there you go. And thanks for listening in the womb. All right. Tom, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program. Tom, not a lot of time, but let's take a shot.
Yeah, Dr. Dell, I'm curious. My heart at night when I'm laying in bed, sometimes the beating of it becomes quite intense. And I was curious. Normally, it's sort of like speaking when you get loud. Normally, you speak in a normal voice, and sometimes you get real loud. But
Go ahead. You're diagnosed with what?
One time with it's called a right bundle branch block or partial bundle branch block.
Okay, right? Well, that could explain part of it. But just hearing, that would cause a regular heartbeat. Let's not get into that because of time. But the sensation of your heartbeat will depend on position. If you're lying on your left side, your heart can fall against your chest wall. Certain positions will compress the arteries in your neck and give it a heightened sense of it. And a regular heartbeat is something different. And with what you described, some people do have more of a sense. But why at night more than the daytime? So check with your doctor. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel. Join us for the next program. Until then.
Attention, Dr. Heisen is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1323. That number again is 800-928-1323. 800-928-1323.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com.